Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bill McNulty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. And now, play ball. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Winn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. May moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. May moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to second. Bill McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to third. Bill McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is walked intentionally. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak is called out on strikes. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando strikes out. There goes Cater. The throw from Herman and Cater is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn bunts between the mound and first base. Dobson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. Noop moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noop scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McNulty. May reaches second base with a double. There goes McCraw trying to get to home. McNulty throws the ball into Kubiak, who relays the ball to Duncan, who tags McCraw, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to third. Melton moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hopkins tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn is 0 for 1 in the game. Winn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 2 in the game. McNulty strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Dave Duncan. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Chuck Dobson. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing left field. Phil Roof now catching. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw strikes out. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Cater reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Bradford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bradford. Cater scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dan Osinski now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's Athletics 2, White Sox, 2. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando scores. Green moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to third. Roof moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindblad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton strikes out. One out. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Ed Hairman. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pafletic moves to second. George Lazarek now pitching. Pete Ward pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lazarek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Pafletic now catching. Rich Morales now playing second base. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.